What about if, you know, if, I mean, if we're thinking of mulatto a minute ago, would it make any difference? Like, you know, what if only he had one white grandparent? Or what if his parents was fully white, and then on the other side, one of his grandparents was white, you know, his mostly white grandparents? What, would they all be mulatto, or would there be any divisions?
I don't know. Things that mulatto, that's the only word I know for it. There may be others.
What
they call the girls, they used to call them octoroons in New Orleans, you know, the half-breeds down there, they would call them octoroons. They were 1/8 white or 1/8 black, I forgot which.
Well, if somebody leaves a lot of money laying on the table in the door, and like you said, that was very...
foolish.
Or...
foolhardy.
What if someone was driving down the road and ran, said that he was just being...
careless.
And if someone wouldn't, you know, say stuck in his ways, you'd say, don't be so... what? Try to get him to change his mind.
What word would I use?
Well, what about somebody who, if you were on a ship and it was going down, you might say, and everyone was nervous, you'd say, everybody just...
calm down, keep calm.
And, or you might speak of a man being big and...
strong.
Would you ever speak of strong, like a butter, you know, say...
oh, yeah.
Rancid.
Rancid, strong butter, surely.
Is that the odor or the taste or what?
The odor and taste both.
Or if someone always has a smile on his face and it's easy to get along with, you say he's what?
Good-natured.
And what about a teenage boy who's suddenly grown tall and hasn't filled that? He stumbled over things, you say he's what?
Awkward age.
And if a person does things that just don't make any sense, you say he's just a plain...
nuisance.
Or ever use another word there? You said somebody was foolish. Would you ever say he's just a...
plain fool? Sure would.
Would you say that just for men or women, or just for women or both or what?
Both.
What about somebody who wouldn't ever spend a cent?
Stingy.
And what about common? Would you ever use that talking about a person?
Mm-hmm.
What would a common person be?
A person that is uncouth, ill-bred.
Could you ever say that girl is common?
Common.
I mean, it's a compliment?
Mm-hmm. That what?
I mean, as a compliment, would that ever be a compliment?
No, not for me, it wouldn't, if I'd use it.
What about an older person who would gets around well in that late 80s or something, who gets around well, and she might do all her own housework and everything? She's quite...
unusual.
Is that, what word would describe her? She's very...
active.
Would you use that same word to describe young people?
Yeah.
Or children?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And if your daughter was coming to visit you, and she wasn't here when she said she was going to be, you'd say, you know, I guess there's no reason to worry, be
concerned, but
I can't help feeling a little bit
uneasy.
And what do you call someone, you know, we're talking about a graveyard America, who's scared to go by at night? That kind of person's called what?
Coward?
He's just an old, what?
Lady cat.
And what about if you're talking about an aunt or something who had unusual ways, you know, you'd say, well, there's nothing really wrong with her, she's just a little...
eccentric.
Is there any other word that you could use there?
Peculiar.
Or any other word?
Queer.
And what if someone can't take a joke without getting real...
mm-hmm.
That kind of person would be...
there's no sense of humor.
You'd say, don't be so...
tense?
Is that what you... that
well, I don't know. Yeah.
Well, if someone... he would get real what? If you can... so he's very... what at me?
I don't know.
Would you ever say he was mad?
What you want me to say?
Well, I was just wondering if you ever said he would be, like, mad at you or angry or what?
Oh, that, I didn't know. Yeah, I don't know what you're driving at. Yeah, he's mad at me.
And that person, you know, would be real, like... touchy.
Yeah. Would
that
describe?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And, if someone wanted to get down behind a low hedge...
squat.
You ever hear another one for this, doing this?
Hide? Squat?
Did you ever hear hunk?
Hunker?
Hunker down?
Hunker down, yeah.
You would hear that?
Mm-hmm, sure.
Yeah. Well, you know, we were talking about, things you grew around here. Did you ever grow wheat?
Mm-mm. No, not in this country.
Did you ever see where they tied wheat up into?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that?
Sheaves.
And then they pile the sheaves into a...
I don't know.
Have you ever heard of a
shuck?
What?
No, I don't know.
Well, how much would there be in a sheaf?
I don't know. I don't know much about wheat because we don't grow any wheat in this country. I've just seen it growing in the field.